KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky still, and it's 4 degrees above zero. We look for mostly cloudy skies here today. A slight chance of snow and a high around 14. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating an assault that took place late Friday night. Authorities say police and medical units responded at around 11:26 p.m. to the victim of an assault in the alley behind 162 West Broadway. A male subject had been assaulted by another male at that location. The unidentified victim was transported by a rescue squad to an area hospital with serious injuries. The Council Bluffs Police Department is requesting anyone with information in reference to the assault to contact the Police Investigation Division at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. Elsewhere in state news, one person died and two people were injured during separate accidents last night in northern Iowa's Worth County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 65-year-old Johnny Lee Wozlik of Mason City died in a crash that took place around 9:30 p.m. on southbound Interstate 35, just north of Highway 9. Authorities say Wozlik was driving a 2011 Ford Focus in the southbound inside lane. A 2017 Chevy Tahoe police SUV was stopped on the inside shoulder lane, providing advance warning of a traffic accident ahead when the car struck the SUV from behind. The Ford came to rest on the shoulder of the road while the Tahoe was pushed into the median facing east. Wozlik, who was wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Forest City Ambulance to Mercy Hospital, where he died from his injuries. Injured in the crash was 30-year-old Deputy Zachary Shrupp, who was treated and released. Mercy Air Med, Hanlon Town, and Fertile Fire departments assisted the patrol to the accident scene. The crash remains under investigation. And at around 7:50 p.m., a semi traveling southbound on I-35 near mile marker 207 in Worth County entered the median and continued to the median until it became stuck on the bridge supports of the 203 interchange in the median. The driver, 70-year-old Thomas William Torkelson of New Hampton, was injured and transported by Life Flight to Mercy Hospital in Mason City. The patrol says he was wearing his seatbelt. A northwestern Iowa man has pleaded not guilty to charges on a fatal 2016 all-terrain vehicle crash. The Sioux City Journal says 27-year-old Garrett Crowell entered the written plea Thursday in O'Brien County District Court. He's charged two counts of vehicular homicide, one of operating while intoxicated, the other while driving recklessly. Investigators say Crowell was driving an ATV recklessly while under the influence of marijuana July 30, 2016, when he lost control in a recreation area near Sheldon and crashed into a tree. His passenger, 25-year-old Shalia Donovan, died. Crowell's trial is set for April the 17th. Wildlife biologists have confirmed a deer killed by a hunter in south central Iowa suffered from chronic wasting disease, or CWD, marking the first confirmation on wild deer hunted outside of northeast Iowa. The disease attacks the brains of deer and elk and is always fatal. No human cases have ever been recorded, though. The deer was killed December 5th in Wayne County. Iowa wildlife biologist Terry Hainfield says the confirmation of the disease was disappointing but not surprising. He says officials are increasing the number of CWD-positive deer in northeast Iowa and from our neighboring states. They're seeing that anyway. And the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says it's waiting for test results from deer recently hunted in Allamakee and Clayton counties. The fatal disease first appeared in a wild deer herd in Iowa in 2013. Well, the American Red Cross is recruiting volunteers for a host of positions across Iowa. Matthew T. Schaefer, a volunteer services specialist for the agency, says they have great opportunities for people who want to help others in their hometowns or abroad.
We are looking for volunteers to fill a wide variety of roles, and those include people to respond to disasters, both large and small. They include tornadoes, floods, home fires.
And if disaster response itself isn't appealing, the Red Cross could use a hand with its community outreach efforts.
We install smoke alarms for individuals. We also have pillowcase projects where we work with schools and work on educating students how to be prepared in case of an emergency.
Volunteers must be at least 18 years old and commit to 1 year of service.
Other roles include those that coordinate behind the scenes. We also have individuals who dispatch to report to those house fires. They do that from their home and coordinate those responses. We also have individuals that work with mental health and medical expertise.
The agency's training is provided at no cost to the volunteers. You can learn more at www.redcross.org. Iowa 3rd District Congressman David Young spoke on the House floor earlier this week about the need to improve phone service in rural communities.
Families and businesses in rural America should have the same communication access as those living in urban areas.
The Republican is a co-sponsor of the Improving Rural Call Quality and Reliability Act.
Telephone companies often rely on intermediate providers to connect calls from larger networks to local service providers. And all too often, especially in rural areas, those calls are poor quality, looped, dropped, or even not even connected or disconnected.
The legislation was approved in the U.S. Thursday and now goes to the president for his signature. Other co-sponsors of the bill referred to the issue of dropped calls in rural America as an epidemic.
Our bill will help address this problem by requiring providers to register with the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, in order to meet quality standards and ensure reliable phone service in rural areas. It also prohibits providers from using intermediary routing services not registered with the FCC.
The Iowa Department of Revenue estimates individuals and corporations in Iowa will pay $33 million more in state taxes this year due to federal tax law changes. That estimate, released Friday, is three times higher than the department's January guess. It's welcome news for officials struggling to ensure the current state budget remains in the black. David Roederer is the governor's budget director.
It's positive, but we also need to be very cautious.
Iowans are projected to pay $1.8 billion less in federal taxes this year. However, the estimated increase in state tax revenue is due to a deduction Iowans get on their state income taxes. It's a deduction for what they've paid in federal taxes. The Iowa House and Senate are considering budget-cutting plans to deal with lower-than-expected tax revenue in the current year before starting to develop a state spending plan for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. Roederer helped to draft the state government spending proposals that Governor Reynolds had submitted to legislators in January.
It should give us all some confidence that the numbers aren't going to drop from what the governor's budget was looking at in January.
Courtney Kadecker, the director of the Department of Revenue, says the report is a good sign that Iowans are seeing more tax home pay because of the federal tax law changes.
We're continuing to gather data every single day. As tax returns come in, we get another little tidbit of data. So I think the economic signals out there are generally good. So hopefully that would mean that incomes are going to continue to increase.
Governor Reynolds and Republicans in the legislature have signaled they want to pass a tax cut package yet this year. It would affect the income taxes Iowans pay the state in 2019. Elsewhere in the news, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship announced on Friday it has received a $100,000 farm-to-school support services grant from the USDA Food and Nutrition Service, or FNS, to host an Iowa Local Food Day on October the 11th, 2018. As part of the National Farm to School Month, Mike Nagg, Iowa Deputy Ag Secretary, says we continue to see growing interest from both the schools and the farmers in incorporating locally grown produce into school meals. We're excited, he says, to get this additional funding to help scale up efforts focused on increasing the amount of locally grown food served in school breakfasts and lunches. This food day celebration, he says, will help prepare growers to sell to schools and assist schools in accessing locally grown items. With the grant funding, the department is working to build a support network for schools interested in using local foods, aid food service directors in making local procurements, work with growers interested in selling produce to schools, partner with the summer food service programs as a starting point for farmers to work with schools, and allow farm-to-school activities to expand beyond fruits and vegetables. The department is also helping to host the 2018 Iowa Farm-to-School Conference June 29th at the FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny. Conference attendees will have an opportunity to share ideas, resources, and successes to help grow the farm-to-school and farm-to-early care and education movement in Iowa. Farmers or schools interested in participating in farm-to-school efforts can contact Tammy Stotts with the Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. There is a link to her email address under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.